我们的主他已经大功告成。
Yes, the work of the Lord is done.
我们都要欢声唱。
So let us all come with a joyful sound.
他已经被举，
高升 ，ascended，
荣耀归我王。
And now the glory is to the King.
在数年前的今天。
15 years ago today,
我们知道美国发生了911的恐怖事件。
We know that it was the terrorist attack on September 11th.
可以说是美国最黑暗的一天。
And we could say that that is the darkest day of our history.
将近有3000人他们失去了性命。
It's almost 3000 people who died.
有很多人他们受伤。
Many, many wounded.
今天有许多人我们需要在这里纪念这件事。
So even to today, there's many people that we still need to remember.
也很多人认为说仇敌没有得胜。
And a lot of people still think that the enemy has not won.
是的，我们知道海达组织它好像示威了。
Yes, indeed, even though Al-Qaeda looked like they won.
示威了。
They have been weakened.
Bin Laden 已经被杀掉了。
And Bin Laden has been killed.
但是我们想说，今天比那个时候15年前更安全吗？
But think about it, is today safer than 15 years ago?
我们想一想15年前是什么样的一个情形？
Think about it, how were we doing 15 years ago?
也许你讲到网络的话，那个时候恐怕比现在要慢了很多很多倍。
Maybe you talk about the internet speed. Maybe 15 years ago the internet speed is slower.
现在快了好几千倍。
And now we're so much faster.
但是整个世界所传播的罪恶也是快速了许多。
But I tell you that through the internet quicker speeds, now evil things spreads faster.
在15年前很多人们觉得不能接受的事情，
15 years ago, a lot of things that we cannot accept.
到今天他们讲说这是政治正确的事情。
Nowadays we accept it and think that that's the truth.
15年前可能还有很多的绝大部分的国家没有什么核武，但是今天呢，多了好些国家，他们可能开始有了核子武器。
15 years ago, maybe a lot of other countries don't have nuclear weapons. Now a lot of them do.
我们不能讲说今天比15年前更好了。
So I'm pretty sure we can't say that now is better than 15 years ago.
弟兄姐妹，神的儿女，我们有一个盼望。
So brothers and sisters, we have one hope.
有一天新天新地要来到。
Is that one day the new heaven will come?
旧的都过去了。
Old things will pass.
有一天神的旨意必定要完成。
And on that one day, God's will be completed.
而我们神的儿女在其中是一同有份的。
So as truthOf God, we are part of that will.
今天早间我们一同来从神的话的当中。
So this morning, through His words,
我们来一起来看神旨意的完成。
Let us understand what does it mean to have His will completed.
我们看见圣经里面有好多次讲到成了。
In the Bible, there's a lot of time it says that it is done so.
从创世纪
，from the book of Genesis,
神创造了。一切
When God created all things,
神借着创造要来完成他的旨意。
Through creation, God wanted to complete His will.
所以创造完成的时候，他说成了。
So when His completion, when His creation is completed, He said it is done.
但是我们看见人犯罪堕落失败了。
Then we see that how man sinned and fell.
神要来拯救我们这些无望堕落的族类。
And God had to come to save this fallen race.
他差遣他独生儿子为我们来到地上。
So He sent us His Son to this world.
他最后为我们死，且死在十字架上。
So that His Son died for us on the cross.
在圣经里面，主最后他讲到说成了。
And then at the Bible, it also says it is done.
他借着救赎要来完成神的旨意。
Through His salvation and redemption, God's will is done.
但是我们看见2000年过去了。
And then we see 2000 years has gone by.
在地上不住的传扬。
And His gospel is still spreading.
是仇敌的工作也是那样的凶猛。
But yet the work of our enemies is also fierce.
在启示录第16章。
When we come to Revelation chapter 16,
我们又看见到最后。那七碗之灾倾倒下来。
And then we see that at the end, the seven bowls of plagues came.
在那里神又说到成了。
And then at that point, God also said, it is done.
神借着审判完成他的旨意。
Through His judgment, His will is completed.
然后我们到了启示录第21章。
And we come to Revelation chapter 21.
里面说到一个都成了。
And then He says that all things are done.
是的，那时候神他完成了他所有的工作。
Yes, at that point, God has completed all His work.
羔羊的心腹就是羔羊的妻。
The lamb's wife, the bride of the lamb,
从天而降
has come from heaven,
就是圣城新耶路撒冷
it is the new holy city, the holy Jerusalem.
神借着教会完成他永远的旨意
and through his church, God has completed his will.
在创世纪里面一开始我们看见神创造天地创造万物
at the beginning,You see that in the book of Genesis, God created all things.
我们从创造的里面看见最中心的、最重要的，他创造了人。
And then, in the center of His creations, the most important piece is that He created man.
神说我们要照着我们的形象，按着我们的样式造人。
Then God said, "Let us make man in our image."
使他们管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟、地上的牲畜和全地。
According to our likeness, let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle.
并地上所爬的一切昆虫。
Over all the earth and every creeping thing.
神他有一个中心的目的。
So that God creates everything with one purpose.
他创造人出来。
He create man.
照着他的形象，按着他的样式。
To create man in His image and in their likeness.
他要人能够像他
so that he wants man to be like him.
他要人和他一同的掌权
so that man can reign with God.
弟兄姐妹，这是从创世纪第一章二十六、二十七节，神把他的心意向我们来打开。
So brothers and sisters, in the very beginning, in the Genesis chapter 1:26 and 27, God showed us His will.
那这个心意经过了整本圣经。
And His will through the whole Bible, the span of the whole Bible.
到了启示录最后。
At the end of the book of Revelation,
我们看见有羔羊的婚宴。
We see that now there's the feast of the Lamb.
我们看见有千年的国度。
We see that there's now the millennium kingdom.
那其实这两个是在一起的两面。
But I tell you that it is basically two sides of the same thing.
一面讲到新妇的生命。
On one side, it describes the life of the Lamb's wife.
那样的美丽。
How precious she is.
她是穿着一件光明洁白的细麻衣。
And how she now puts on this white cloth.
这件细麻衣就是圣徒所行的义。
And this cloth is the righteousness of the saints.
那这个生命的彰显。
And this revelation of the new life.
让她能够得着这个资格。
So that now this bride is worthy
能够进到羔羊婚宴的里面去
to come to the feast.
然后同样的我们看见是有一千年的国度
And also we see that it is the millennium kingdom.
与主一同掌权
That people get to reign with God.
一千年之久
For 1,000 years.
这个呢整个来讲我们看见从创世纪一开始神就把他的心意告诉我们
So from the book of Genesis, God already told us His will.
但是弟兄姐妹可能很多人会问那神为什么需要创造人呢
Then brothers and sisters, a lot of you may ask then why did God create man at the first place?
是我们可以知道说他创造人叫我们能够像他我们和他一同掌权
Yes, we know that it says that we are created to be like him to reign with him
但是他为什么要创造人呢
But why did he create us at the first place?
我们知道神他是全有全足全丰的
We know that God is the all-sufficient God
他就是爱
And He is love
但他的爱他要有一个施爱的对象
But His love, He wants His target to bestow His love to
他是这位全智的神
He is this one who is almighty
他所有的智慧所有的丰富
All wisdom, all His wisdom contained
他要得着人来与他一同有份
So he wants man to be a part of it
很多时候我们觉得非常的稀奇
A lot of times we wonder
神为什么要创造人
Why did God create man
这么荣耀的他旨意
To glorify him
今天借着人来完成
So that through man we can complete his will
我记得以前有一次跟一位很年轻我们都还很年轻但有一个小弟兄比我更小他也问我这个问题神为什么要创造人
And I remember when I was younger an even younger brother asked me why did God create man
那天我从创世纪第一章二十六二十七节啊，跟他讲到启示录这个羔羊的婚宴千年的国度
So I started explaining to him from the book of Genesis verse 26 and 27 why God created man until the revelations when we have the millennium kingdom
但是我讲完了之后
But after I finished telling him
这个小弟兄呢他说我觉得神需要得着同伴
And then this younger brother said I feel that God needs a companion
哎呀那天他的这个看见哈他觉得神需要同伴非常打动我的心
And on that day he's sharing telling me how he thinks God needs a companion really touched me
是我们可以讲到说神在人身上有一个何等奇妙的荣耀的旨意
Yet, in fact, we could say that God has this glorious will and promise for man. But also, God wants to really have us. To have us be His companion. So that we can be a part of Him. So that we can be a part of His fullness. Part of His glory. Brothers and sisters, that is God's will.
从创造开始,
From His creation,
神要借着创造来完成他的旨意。
Through His creation, God wants to complete His own will.
所以我们看见在整个创造之中, 人是那个中心。
So that we can see that in all creations, there is a theme.
我们来读启示录1章29节和30节。
Let us read Genesis 1, 29 and 30.
神说看哪，我将遍地上一切结种子的菜蔬和一切树上所结有核的果子，全是给你们做食物。至于地上的走兽和空中的飞鸟和各样爬在地上有生命的物，我将青草赐给他们做食物。是就这样成了，是就这样成了。
所有其他的神都预备好了，为着人来预备的。 Prepare for man.
然后他最后创造了人,
and then at the end, He created man.
照着他的形象, 照按着他的样式,
in His image and in His likeness.
他创造了亚当,
He created Adam.
他从亚当的拿出肋骨, 他创造了夏娃,
and then from the ribs of Adam, He created Eve.
讲到说, 这是我骨中的骨丝, 我肉中的肉。
And then He says that you are the blood of my blood and the flesh of my flesh.
兄姊妹，我们看见在以弗所书。
当保罗在讲到这段圣经, so brothers and sisters, in the book of Ephesians, when Paul talked about this passage,
好像讲到丈夫和妻子,
Paul describes them as the husband and wife.
丈夫要爱妻子,
how the husband must love his wife,
如同基督爱教会, 为教会舍己,
just like how Christ gave himself for the church.
他讲到妻子要顺服丈夫,
and then he talks about how the wife has to be obedient to the husband,
教会顺服基督,
just like how the church is obedient to Christ.
最后他讲到 创世纪这段经节了,
and then at the end he talks about this passage in the book of Genesis.
讲到他是我骨中的骨丝, 我肉中的肉,
talk about how we are the blood of his blood and the flesh of his flesh.
他说这是极大的奥秘,
and he says this is such a great mystery.
讲到基督和教会说的,
the relationship between Christ and the church.
弟兄姐妹, 从亚当和夏娃,
so brothers and sisters, from Adam and Eve,
神叫我们能够看见他永远的心意,
God wants us to see His will.
他在创造的里面, 为着完成他永远的心意,
that through His creation, He wants to complete His will.
创造完了,
after His creation is complete,
他说, 是就这样成了,
and then He says that, and then it is so.
成了,
it is done.
但是我们看见, 主创造做成了,
then after that, we see that after His creation is done,
但是仇敌却来搅扰,
then the enemy come and stir things up.
啊, 我们看见下面很快的人, 犯罪的人堕落了,
and very quickly, we see how men sin and we are fallen.
他们吃了那分别善恶知识树的果子,
we ate from the fruits of the knowledge of good and evil.
罪进到人的里面,
now sin has entered into man.
可能我们会想到说, 他们不过就是 没有听神的那一句话吗?
Maybe you think that, well, they only disobey God's one command.
那为什么会这么严重呢?
Why is the consequences so severe?
那你想说我们今天有多少时候我们没有听神的话?
And a lot of times nowadays, we don't follow God's command.
我们也看见是孩子们不听神的话,有管教。
And yes, as children, if they don't listen to the parents, then they are disciplined.
你不听神的话,那当然,你说有管教,那是应该的。
So if we don't listen to God's words, then we should be disciplined too.
但是为什么会这么严重呢?
But why is the consequences so severe?
整个人类的命运好像完全改变了。
Now the destiny of all mankind is now set.
神原初借着创造要完成他的旨意。
If God said through creation His will is completed,
说都成了,
if He said that it is done,
但是一下子整个人类,
then why all of a sudden God's destiny is hopeless?
完全失去了他创造人的目的,
that now man has completely fell short of His destiny.
有人讲到说，有一个爸爸他买了一罐老鼠药。
So just like someone described that a father bought home some poisons for a mouse.
告诉他的儿子说，这是老鼠药，是毒药，你千万不能吃的。
And the father told the son that this is rat poisoning. Don't eat it.
然后他把它放在厨房的很高的一个柜子上。
So the father put this rat poison up in the top of the shelf.
有一天爸爸不在。
And one day the father was not home.
这个孩子说。不晓得这是什么好东西。
And the children said, "It looks great."
这个爸爸这么宝贝，那肯定是什么好东西。
My father purposely put it so high up there; it must be precious.
所以他爬爬爬爬上去，把这罐老鼠药拿下来。
So that this young son spent his might to climb up and got this rat poisoning.
他喝下去了。
And he drank it.
等到爸爸回来。
So that the father came.
哇，这不得了了。
Oh my lord.
但你说爸爸生气，孩子不听话。
You could say that the father is angry because the son did not listen.
他已经把毒药吃下去了。
But what happened is the son already drank the poison.
你说这个父亲再来处罚他，再来怎么样的要管教他
？Yes, can the father still discipline his son for not listening to him? Sure.
好像已经太晚了。
But it's too late.
他那个问题最严重的，还不是说他今天。他不听话了。
The worst part is that not the son has disobeyed the command of the father.
最严重是毒药吃到他里面去了。
The worst part is the son has now drank the poison.
当亚当夏娃吃了那分别善恶树上的果子。
When Adam and Eve ate the fruits from the tree of the good and evil.
还不是他们不听话这件事情。
It is not that they have disobeyed God.
乃是罪进到了人的里面。
It is because now sin has entered into man.
到了罗马书讲到人被逐之成为一个罪人。
In the book of Romans, it says that now men are sinners.
所以我们看见人类进到一个何等可怕的光景。
We see that how man has fallen into this condition.
没有办法来拯救自己。
There is no way now for us to save ourselves.
整个世界握在那恶者的手下。
This now world, the whole world is now controlled by the enemy.
好像整个原本那么完美所缠绕的那个创造，现在堕落了，
just,
失败了。
Just like this perfect creation at the beginning has now fallen.
但是神爱世人。
But God so loved the world.
但是神他永远的旨意是必定要完成的。
And God's will has to be completed.
所以时候到了。
So when the time has come.
我们的神差遣他独生的儿子
God sent his only beloved son
为我们来到地上
to come to this world
神爱世人
for God so loved the world
甚至将他的独生子赐给他们
so that he has given us his only begotten son
神的儿子为我们来到地上
so his son came to this world
我们看见他在地上他就是这位荣耀的神的彰显
See that when Jesus walked in this world, he is the revelation of this glorious God.
虽然他没有加洗美容,
Even though he does not come with a pretty face,
他没有什么外面的叫人受吸引,
he does not have anything on the external to attract man.
他走的道路也是越来越卑微,
and the path that he walked on is the most humble ones.
他为我们走十字架的道路,
yet he walked the way of the cross.
最后他为我们被钉在十字架上。
And at the end, he died for us on the cross.
以赛亚是何等宝贵的先知。
And Isaiah is one of the precious prophets.
他在主降生之前七百多年，他就写了以赛亚书。
And 700 years before Christ was born, he wrote the book of Isaiah.
在五十三章，他讲说他诚然担当我们的忧患，背负我们的痛苦。
Chapter 53, he says, Surely he has bore our griefs and carried our sorrows.
我们却以为他受责罚，被神击打苦待了。
Yet we esteem him stricken, smitten by God and afflicted.
五十三章第五节，他说，哪知他是为我们的过犯受害。
53:5 says, But he was wounded for our transgressions.
为我们的罪孽压伤。
He was bruised for our iniquities.
是我们犯了罪。
It is our sin.
是我们这个人是一个罪人
is that we are sinners.
是我们得罪了神亏缺了神的荣耀
we have offended God and we are falling short of his glory
但是神的儿子来站在我们的地位上
but yet the son of God came and be our substitute
他是为我们的过犯受害
for us he was wounded
他为我们的罪孽压伤
and for our iniquities he was bruised
他为我们挂在木头上
and he was put on the cross for us
他成为咒诅
And he became the curse.
兄姐妹，我们的主他就是那位圣洁、荣耀、公义的神。
Yes, our Lord is this Lord who is righteous and just.
他没有罪的。
He was sinless.
他是完全的。
He was perfect. But yet he became the substitute for us.
因他受的刑罚,
it is for his chastisement that we have our peace.
因他受的鞭伤,
and from his stripes we are healed. It is the price that our Lord has paid for us. That before we had no peace.
我们远离神,
we were far from God.
世界上的人想尽了办法,
and the people of this world, by all their strength, they want to come to God. But yet we know that there is no other way. The Lord has told us very clearly that there is only one way to God, and it is through Him. That He took on the punishment. So that today we can reconcile with God. So that God no longer remembers our sins.
我们刚刚讲到从亚当夏娃他们把罪带到了世界带到了人的里面。
How we just talked about how Adam and Eve introduced sin to man.
没有办法解决的一个大的问题,
the consequences that we cannot be away. But yet our Lord comes. And He has taken on our sins. He has paid our price. So that today we now have peace. Now we can reconcile the relationship with God. The Lord gave Himself for us. So that now He is our peace. So brothers and sisters, from that we should thank Him.
每次我们来波饼纪念主,
and every time when we come break bread, we should wonder,
这是怎么样的大爱?
How great is His love?
哦, 这个爱竟然临到我们这身上,
that His great love has even come to me.
我们这些不配的,
we were worthless.
不值得,
unworthy. But yet the Lord has saved me.
他的刑罚叫我们得平安。
It is through His chastisement that our peace is come.
他受的鞭伤, 我们得着医治。
And by His stripes we are healed.
我们所有被盗的病, 主医治我们。
That all our sickness can be healed.
我们在人生的路上多少的创伤, 主来医治我们。
And a lot of times when we get hurt, the Lord can heal us.
我们也经历到我们身上的疾病, 主来医治我们。
And even our physical sickness, the Lord can heal us.
我们可以说他是我们的生命, 是我们的大夫。
We can say that He is our life and He is our healer.
因他受的鞭伤, 我们得着了医治。
Because from His stripes, we are healed.
我们来读约翰福音19章第30节。
Let us read the book of John, chapter 19, verse 30.
耶稣尝了那醋就说成了便低下头将灵魂交付成了当初他做完了赎罪的工作
After the Lord has done the work of His redemption
他为我们在十字架上他受审判
On the cross He was judged
他受刑罚
He was punished
他为我们将赎价来付给神
And He is now the price that's paid back to God
他身体为我们裂开
His body is broken apart
他血为我们流出
His blood was shed
弟兄姐妹主在最后他说
Brothers and sisters, at the end Jesus said, it is finished.
成了,
it is finished.
救赎的大功告成了,
the work of salvation is now finished.
今天在主那里, 他已经借着死败坏了那掌死权的就是魔鬼。
Today through death, Jesus has overcome the holder of death, the enemy.
父神的心满足了,
so now the Father's will is completed again.
他在十字架上击伤了仇敌的头,
on the cross, He has bruised at the enemy's head.
所以我们看见主说成了,
so that's why Jesus says it is finished.
神差遣他独生的儿子,
God sent His only Son,
为我们完成了救赎的工作,
to come and complete the salvation and redemption.
在这个救赎的里面,
and in this salvation,
今天主要把所有 蒙拯救他的儿女,
God wants to now take on all the saved ones.
今天我们知道他借着救赎要完成神的旨意。
Through His salvation, we now can complete His will.
因为我们在他的里面, 我们能够和神的心意, 能够一同的有份。
Because now in Him, we can be a partaker of His will.
主他因着看见前面的喜乐。
Because the Lord has seen what's ahead.
希伯来书讲到说他就 轻看羞辱，忍受十架的苦难。
So in the book of Hebrew, he said that's why he can despise the things that is in front of him and endure the suffering.
看见了前面的喜乐。
Because he has seen the glory ahead.
在十架最痛苦的时候。
When he was suffering on the cross.
当所有父神公义的审判就要临到他身上的时候。
When all of God's judgment is bestowed on him.
神借着一个强盗。
Through a robber.
一个做尽坏事的强盗
a robber, he has done many bad things.
他也不知道什么神的心意
and this robber must not have known God's will.
但是就在那一个当口
and it is at that very critical point.
父神借着这个强盗
the Father God, through the mouth of that robber,
他告诉主说
he told Jesus,
你德国降临的时候求你纪念我
and said, when your kingdom has come, remember me.
就要得着国度了
because his kingdom is coming
现在是最艰难的时刻
it is now at the most critical point
最黑暗的时刻
the darkest point
但是你就要得着国度了
but your kingdom will come
听姐妹主看见了前面的喜乐
so brothers and sisters at that point now Jesus can see what is to come
轻看羞辱
so now that he despised these things
忍受十架
he endured the suffering
他死了
He died.
他付了代价。
He paid our price.
今天他买我们回来归给他。
So today we are redeemed.
他要得着一个荣耀的教会。
He wants to have his glorious church.
救赎的工作已经完成了。
His work of redemption is completed.
但是我们说两千年过来。
And we say that now 2,000 years has gone by.
是在那个时候他已经把仇敌打败了吗？
But didn't Jesus already defeat the enemy?2,000 years ago,
他借的是败坏了那仇敌的权势。
Through his death, he has overcame the enemy.
他已经复活了，已经升天了。
He was resurrected, he is resurrected, and he is now ascended.
他已经得着天上、地上、地底下一切的权柄。
He has now received authority through all things.
这都是事实。
It is all fact.
但是弟兄姐妹
，But brother and sisters,
今天我们。除了说主他完全得胜了。
Today we could say that yes, the Lord is victorious.
那在时间里面，你看见仇敌好像还是那么的猖狂。
But yet during this time, you could see that the enemy is still fierce.
但是今天主得着我们。
But yet the Lord has already received us.
得着我们来完成他永远的旨意。
So now through us.He can complete his will.
撒旦是他的工具。
Yes, the enemy is also one of his tools.
当我们读到启示录，有一些地方讲得非常的稀奇。
In the book of Revelation, there's a lot of places that we wonder.
到了一个时候，你看见说那个敌基督就是那个兽，还有假先知被丢在硫磺火湖里面了。
And then there's times it described that the beast of the earth, the Antichrist and the false prophets, they're thrown into the lake of fire.
那是一个永远的结束。
That is the end.Of their eternity.
好，我们都觉得太棒了，太棒了。
And we say that great, that's so great.
啊，但是讲到那个魔鬼撒旦呢
？But when you talk about Satan,
他讲到说要把他捆锁起来，把他拘禁在无底坑里面一千年。
He says that Satan must be bounded and put on the bottom of the abyss for 1,000 years.
然后一千年之后还要把他放出来。
But then after 1,000 years, he will be released.
那当然，最后还是丢到。火湖的里面
and at the end it will also be tossed into the lake of fire
那你就觉得说已经抓住他了为什么不把他直接丢到火湖里面去呢
then you say when he was bounded for the 1,000 years why didn't you just throw him into the lake of fire
一千年之后还要把他放出来
why did you release him after 1,000 years
那不是又是很多的麻烦吗
why did you let him go so that it create trouble for man
哦、这个我们还没读到好我们到时候会再来交通
Now we're not at that chapter yet But we're going to talk about it
那你就知道说仇敌不过是神的一个工具
But what you need to see is that the enemy is also just a tool of God
在十字架上他已经被打败了
Because on the cross he was already defeated
今天主已经得着一切的权柄
So today God has all the authority
那今天他要把这么大的权柄是要交托给我们
Today he wants to give this authority to you
要我们这些卑微的人，我们来执掌他的权柄。
So that as lowly man, we can reign with him.
他的权柄，我们也能够执掌。
That his sovereignty, now we can be a part of.
那在他完成他永远心的时候，这就是非常关键的。
So when he is completing his will, these are all critical parts.
所以我们需要认识到说，今天我们怎么样来执掌他的权柄。
So let us understand how do we reign with him.
那我们怎么样？能够看见说到最后 神要完成他旨意的时候，是借着审判仇敌来完成他的旨意。
And how when God has to complete His will, He is completing His will through the judgment of His enemy.
我们都可以认识到说，末后的时代是征战最猛烈的时刻。
And we all know that at the end of time, it is when the battle is the most fierce.
是越来越猛烈。
The battle gets more fierce by the day.
是来到夜最深的时候。
It is now at the darkest of the night.
但是弟兄姐妹，在启示录里面。
Brothers and sisters, in the book of the Revelation,
当我们读到说，是的，到最后那七个印要被打开。
When we see that now the seven seals are being opened,
然后到第七印的时候呢，里面有七个号。
And at the end of the seven seals, there are then seven trumpets.
那到第七号号筒末次吹响的时候
，And when the seven trumpets sound,
那在第七号里面又有七碗之灾。
That the seven trumpets, then there is the seven bowls of plague.
所以我们知道说前面有三年半的大灾难。
So we know that the first year and a half years, it is filled with disasters.
但在七年的中间呢，是号筒末次吹响的时候。
And at the midpoint of these 7 years, the seven trumpets sound.
号筒要响，死人要复活。
Now that when the trumpet is sound, the dead will be resurrected.
教会要被提在空中，在云里与主相会。
And the church will now be raptured and meet God in the heaven.
那是一个何等荣耀的大日。
And that's a glorious day.
然后我们看见有七碗之灾，后面的三年半的灾难要临到。
We see that the seven bowls of plagues will come, the second part of the 3.5 years.
我们一起来读启示录十六章第十七节。
Let us read Revelation 16:17.
第七位天使把碗倒在空中，就有大声音从殿中的宝座出来说：“成了。
”It is done.
成了。
It is done.
下一个最后的审判要临下来。
At the end, his judgment will come.
那这个审判到后面，我们就看见那个宗教的巴比伦，那个繁华的巴比伦都倾倒了。
And we'll see that at the end, when the judgment comes, Babylon will fall.
那代表着仇敌的权势。
Babylon represents the power of the enemy.
啊，看见那个大淫妇。
We'll see that the great harlot.
那这些很多在外面所显出来的情形呢，其实背后是撒旦，是敌基督，是假先知在里面来主宰的。
A lot of things that we can see physically behind it is controlled by the spiritual realm by Satan and Antichrist.
最后神借着审判来完成他永远的旨意。
And at the end, through judgment, God's will is completed.
所以我们在启示录第十九章，这是一个大的转捩点。
So in Revelation chapter 19, you see that this is now a great transaction.
在十七章、十八章里面，你看见很多的这个哀哉、哀哉。
In 17 and 18, you see a lot of woes and bad things.
那个巴比伦倾倒的时候，那些商客他们说：“哀哉呀、啊，哀哉呀、啊。”
And then when Babylon was great, people would say, "Woe to Babylon!"
那这么荣耀、这么繁华的巴比伦，一时之间完全就毁灭了。
And Babylon, from the outside, looks like so prosperous. Now it falls.
当这些地上在那里受审判
，And when this world is being judged,
人在那里说哀哉的时候
，When man is calling woe,
但是十九章我们看见天上有大的赞美
，Then now in Revelation 19, you see that in heaven there is now praises.
他说，此后我听见好像群众在天上大声说哈利路亚。
After these things, I heard a loud voice of a great multitude in heaven saying, "Alleluia!"
全新约里面有几次讲到哈利路亚，不知道大家知不知道
？In the New Testament, there are a few times to talk about the word "Hallelujah." Do you know where they are?
我们常常讲哈利路亚。
A lot of times you say "Hallelujah."
新约里面有四次讲到哈利路亚。
So in the New Testament, there are 4 occurrences of "Hallelujah."
那这四次呢，都是在十九章第一节到第六节。
And all these 4 times appear in Revelation chapter 19, verse 1-4.
因为天上爆发了大的赞美。
Because now there's a loud voice of great multitude in heaven.
他这边讲到说，救恩、荣耀、全能都属乎我们的神。
Then it says, "Salvation and glory and honor and power belong to the Lord our God."
他的判断是真实公义的。
For true and righteous are his judgments.
因他判断了那用淫行败坏世界的大淫妇。
Because he has judged the great harlot who corrupted the world with her fornication.
讲到说，因为神审判了这个大淫妇。
Because of the judgment God has on this harlot.
第一个是讲到繁华的巴比伦。
The first one is this Babylon.
那第二个讲到说，并且向淫妇讨留仆人血的罪。
And then it says, and he has avenged on her the blood of his servant,
这他们伸冤
shed by her.
这个宗教的大巴比伦
then the Babylon that represents the world religion,
他倾倒了
is now being conquered.
他曾经杀害了多少的圣徒
how this religion, worldly religion, have persecuted Christians,
倾倒了
is now being avenged.
弟兄姐妹，神借着审判来完成他永远的旨意。
So brothers and sisters, through God's judgment, His will is completed.
我们看见敌基督，我们看见假先知被丢在硫磺火湖的里面。
We see that the Antichrist and also the false prophets, they are all put into the lake of fire.
这个审判一直到最后，整个撒旦魔鬼也被丢在硫磺火湖的里面。
And at the very end of this judgment, even Satan himself is tossed into the lake of fire.
神借着审判完成他永远的旨意。
Through judgment, God has executed His will.
是那一天天上有大的赞美。
On that day, there will be this great voice of multitude in heaven.
哈利路亚就是赞美耶和华的意思。
The word hallelujah means praise the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，我们读启示录，不要想到说好像跟我们关系还很远很远。
Brothers and sisters, when we read the book of Revelation, don't think of it as something far away.
他讲到将来必成的事。
He talks about the things in the future.
但是我们真读进去的时候，
but if you read deeper,
你就里面满了感谢和赞美。
Then you should be filled with thankfulness.
今天我们多少的经历，我们预尝天恩的滋味。
That today a lot of our experiences, we are having a foretaste of what is to come.
到那一天，撒旦被捆绑。
On that one day, Satan is bounded.
但是今天我们就经历到了。
But today we can already experience it.
神就已经把这个权柄赐给我们。
God has already given us the authority.
我们在地上所捆绑的，他在天上也捆绑。
So that whoever we bound in this world is now bounded in heaven.
我们今天就经历到说，我们借着祷告来捆绑那个恶者所有的权势。
Today through our prayers we can already bound Satan.
当那天天上爆发那个大的赞美。
And on that one day, when the heaven is filled with loud voices of praise,
听啊，天上又发歌声。
He says, then after that, there is the song.
赞美声音又四振。
And then the voices of praise is aloud.
但是今天我们也能够加入赞美的行列。
But don't you think that today you could already be joining them?
启示录很多很多事情，我们今天若没有经历到的话，我们损失太大了。
In the book of Revelation, a lot of things that is to come, if you don't experience it today, then you're missing out.
可我们也不晓得那一天我们是会在羔羊婚宴里呢，还是我们在黑暗里面哀哭切齿。
Because you don't know if you're invited to this millennium feast, or if you're just outside grinding your teeth.
主借着他的话要来呼召我们。
So the Lord through His word is calling on you.
让我们宝贵我们今天的机会。
So let us capture this chance today.
我们蒙恩了。
That we are blessed.
我们得救了。
We are now saved.
我们成为神家里的人。
And now we are a part of His house.
我们成为神的儿女。
We are now children of God.
我们享受他给我们一切的丰富。
And today we get to enjoy His fullness.
弟兄姐妹，今天是我们的机会。
So brothers and sisters, today is the day.
他生命赐给我们，还要我们得着更丰盛的生命。
He has given us life, but He wants us to have the fullness of this life.
他把权柄赐给我们。
He has given us His authority.
但是他要我们真实来运用他的权柄。
But moreover, He wants us to know how to use this authority.
还要我们借着祷告，我们来和他一同掌权。
Through our prayer, we rule with Him.
但借着我们看见他借着审判，神完成他的工作。
So thanks to the Lord that through His judgment, His will is done.
审判完了。
And after His judgment,
天上有大声音从宝座出来说，成了。
Then there is a loud voice said to me, "It is done."
那我们再下去看到，在启示录第二十一章，我们一起来读第六节。
And then together, Revelation 21:6.
他又对我说，都成了，我是阿尔法，我是俄梅伽，我是初，我是终，我要将生命泉的水白白赐给那口渴的人喝。这边最后一次讲到都成了。
And this is the last time when God said it is done.
神得着一个荣耀的教会。
Now the Lord has received His glorious church.
圣洁没有瑕疵的。
This church without spot or blame.
我们看见那个 新妇
，and now we see the bride，
在羔羊婚宴的时候
，in the millennium， in the feast of the lamb，
他讲到那个新妇
，he talk about this bride，
其实整个教会的一个代表
，it is a representation of the church，
因为进到羔羊婚宴是有条件的
，because there is a requirement to come be invited to this feast，
不是所有你信主的人到那天你都自动的有资格能够参加羔羊的婚宴
，not all the believers are automatically qualified to come to this wedding。
当我们读到福音书里面告诉我们那十个童女的比喻
，when we read the parable of the 10 virgins in the gospel book，
十个童女她们都拿着灯。
All these 10 virgins, they all held a lamp.
灯里都有油。
And the lamp is with oil.
灯可以点着的。
And the light is lit.
也就是说他们十个都是得救的。
That means that all these 10 virgins, they are saved.
但是有一个差别。
But then there's one difference between them.
五个有预备油，有五个没有预备油。
Five of them had extra oil prepared. The other five didn't.
所以当新郎回来的时候
So when the bride, when the groom finally comes back
他到了要进到那个婚宴里面
And when the groom comes to his wedding
然后我们看见说那五个预备油的能够进去
So now only five virgins who had the extra oil can now still go in
那五个没有预备油的呢
And the other five who didn't come prepared
他们没有资格能够进去
They couldn't get in
来不及了
It is too late.
在外面哀哭切齿
Now they're outside and they're grinding the teeth.
我们相信那个是一个非常大的懊悔
And I believe that at that time it must be with great regret.
但是我们看见羔羊的新妇
But here we see the bride of the lamb.
今天从新妇然后呢到了启示录二十一章我们看见羔羊的妻
Now from the bride in now Revelation 21 it now becomes the wife.
在之前呢，经过了一千年的时间。
And before that, it took 1,000 years.
虽然在外面是黑暗，是哀哭切齿。
Even though outside is filled with darkness and the gurgling of teeth.
那是感谢主。我们那天在有人讲说，那个黑暗恐怕也不是太黑哈，希望不是太黑。
But thanks the Lord. We hope that the darkness at that time is not that dark.
因为你想那个差别。的确是太大了
because you can see that the difference between in and out is too great
能够在羔羊婚宴的里面
the one that are invited to come to the wedding
享受主的同在
to enjoy the presence of God
与主一同掌权
to reign with God
难道如果是在外面的
but if you are left outside
虽然是得救了
even though you are saved
却像是从火里经过一样
but yet you are like in the lake of fire
哀哭切齿
you are crying
但是弟兄姐妹
For brothers and sisters,
神他有极丰富的恩典。
God has His grace of fullness.
一千年过去
，When the 1,000 year has gone by,
圣城耶路撒冷从天而降。
The holy city Jerusalem comes from heaven.
包括了所有神的儿女，所有的圣徒。
Now it includes all His believers.
那些一千年在外面的也都补课，都补完了。
Now that the people that are outside for 1,000 years, they have now paid the price.
感谢主，到了二十一章，他讲到说都成了。
And then, thanks to the Lord, Revelation 21, and he said, it is done.
他是始，他是终。
I am the beginning and the end.
他说凡愿意的。
And whoever is thirsty,
他要将生命泉的水白白的赐给那口渴的人喝。
I will give of the fountain of water of life freely to him who thirsts.
你所有蒙恩得救的。
Whoever believes.
好，那个时候我们都在其中有份。
At that point, now we are all partakers.
那这个是主今天要我们看见的。
And this is what the Lord wants us to see.
神最后借着教会完成他永远的旨意。
At the end, through his church, his will is done.
他说都成了。
And he said, it is done.
感谢赞美主。
So thanks to the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，今天我们这些蒙恩的儿女
，Brothers and sisters, today the blessed children，
我们能够跟主有份
，that we can now partake in God，
我们成为他的后嗣
，we can now be his offspring, descendants，
我们的神要把他一切的丰富来赐给我们
，and God wants to give us all his fullness，
他收住我们成为他最亲密的同伴
，he now got us as his companion，
他要我们和他在永远的里面。让我们神儿女站在一个何等宝贵的地位上
and he wants us to take on these precious positions that he has given us
让我们和他一同坐在宝座上
so that now we can sit on the throne with him
这是他所心爱的教会。
Because this is the church that he loved.
是羔羊的妻。
It is the bride of the Lamb.
是圣城新耶路撒冷。
It is this new holy Jerusalem.
圣经里面那么多次让我们看见。
In the Bible, many times it describes.
那是亚伯拉罕所看见那座有根基的城。
It is the city with foundation that Abraham has seen.
那是诗人在那里说，看啊。神的城啊，有荣耀的事是指着你说的。
It is from the psalmist that says this glorious city of God.
但是我们今天就知道说，那边所完成、所讲到的，今天我们在其中是一同有份的。
And this great city that they're describing, we can be a part of it.
弟兄姐妹，今天主在我们的里面，他要来吸引我们。
Because let the Lord draw us close today.
我们从一路上看见神的旨意是怎么完成的。
So in the whole way, let us understand how His will is done.
他创造了我们。
That He created man.
而今天我们在基督里，我们成为一个新的创造。
And today in Christ, let us be His new creation.
他救赎了我们。
He has saved us.
今天他更把他生命赐给我们。
And moreover, He gave us this new life.
他带我们走一生的道路。
And He lead us for our life.
他叫我们经历属灵征战的事情。
So that we can experience this battle with him.
叫我们今天在很多的方面，我们尝着、预尝到天恩的滋味。
So that in many ways and in many situations, we can have a taste of heaven.
我们觉悟来世的全能。
So that now we can understand the power to come.
因为今天就是制作我们的时候。
Because today we are being built upon.
是我们一个追求的机会。
It is a time for us to get closer.
是站在成就他永远的心意。
That the Lord is today completing His will.
最后，他得着他的教会是荣耀的教会。
And at the end, when His church is fully grown,
我们里面满了感谢和赞美。
And now we are filled with thankfulness.
是得着我们今天，我们就加入这个赞美的行列。
So let us join Him today in the lines of praises.
神要说都成了。
Because God said it is done.
我们说阿门，哈利路亚。
Amen and Hallelujah.
我们把荣耀赞美归给他。
May all the glory belong to God.
我们再来唱诗歌第133首。
Let us sing Psalm 133.
金琴在天响起。
Golden harps are sounding.